Welcome to the programme. We start in Ukraine, where the Russian-controlled Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant has suffered another power outage. Ukraine's state-owned power generating company accused Russia of carrying out missile strikes on Monday morning that cut off the facility. But Russia's defence ministry said Ukrainian shelling damaged a high-voltage line and caused the blackout. Let's cross over to Kyiv, where we can join Natasha Butler, our correspondent, who's monitoring the events. The blame game has started and the power is completely cut from this very important nuclear facility.
Yes, well, Russian administrators of the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant say that the plant has been cut from the power grid. It is now running, they say, on backup diesel generators. That information also confirmed by Ukraine's nuclear agency. Now, what Ukraine's nuclear agency is saying is that the power was cut because of overnight Russian shelling in the area, missile and drone attacks, another wave. Local authorities saying that a number of buildings were damaged and at least eight civilians were hurt. So Ukrainian authorities are saying it is because of these Russian attacks.
And of course, Natasha, the other issue that many will be worried about is the sort of the situation, the dangerous situation that this actually creates, not just for Ukraine and the immediate area, but for the much wider European continent.
Well, indeed. And Ukraine's atomic officials are saying, look, these backup diesel generators should have enough fuel to keep the power going for another 10 days. But if the power is not restored to this plant, then they say, and these are their words, that we could be looking at a radiation accident with consequences for the whole world. Well, of course, that is the nightmare scenario. But it is worth just putting this in context that this is the seventh time that the power has been cut to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant since Russian forces occupied it in March last year. Nevertheless, it does really reveal the ongoing difficulties for the workers in this area, particularly because of the risks of these ongoing Russian attacks.
For the update, thanks very much. Natasha Butler there for us in Kyiv.